Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
A special and unusual times. So more than a year and a half ago, a war broke out. And at the time, we spoke a lot about the war. And the first few days, weeks, and months of this war, everybody said Tehillim, and people learned more. And as time drags on, the Baalei HaMusar talk about the concept of Tardemas HaHergel, loosely translated, the slumber of routine. And since the first day of this war, in my shul, we've been saying three Pirkei Tehillim after every tefillah. And recently, about 50% of the people walk in, walk out, and I'm not very vocal about it because it's the nature of people. It's the nature of things. How long could you keep this tension? But once again, in the past week, war broke out again. And we've been witnessing sights we haven't seen in the 80 years since modern Israel was established. Some streets in central Israel look like Gaza. So once again, we're at war, and once again, we need chizuk. And chizuk means davening better and davening more and learning better and learning more. And I quoted this Gemara hundreds of times in the past year and a half, the Gemara in Makkos. Oin deshoyo ragleinu b'melchoma v'schush shar Yerushalayim shoyskim b'Torah. So every yeshiva boy needs to feel more responsibility when pilots are in the air daily and soldiers are still dying in Gaza. In the last week we lost three soldiers and civilians are getting killed by rocket attacks. It's Eis Tzora. So, we learn. This week's parasha, one of the very few mitzvahs on which Chazal say, Shkulo keneged kol atoira kulo. And one of those mitzvahs is tzitzis. Mitzvah tzitzis shkulo keneged kol mitzvah shebetoira uri samoysev zechartem is kol mitzvah Hashem vasisem oysam. So a brief discussion about the essence, about the mahus of mitzvahs tzitzis. So we have a story in Meluchas Lamazayin and Medbeis. Levina ha v'kozer achoyre demar beravashi b'shabse derigle. It was Shabbos, Shabbos Shel Regel, and Ma'abe Rav Ashi is walking, and Ravina is following him, behind him. If Sekane Dechite, V'lo Yom Revin Amida. And Ravina realizes that Ma'abe Rav Ashi's tzitzis got torn off, one of his tzitzis, and he didn't tell him anything. Kimot Rebeisei, when they arrived home, Omelei Mahosam Ifsak. And Ma'abe Rav Ashi suddenly realizes that his tzitzis are puzzled. And Ravina tells him, yeah, it didn't happen right here in your house. It happened in the middle of the street that I saw where it happened. Why didn't you tell me? If you would tell me, I would immediately take off my talis because I was nichshal. Which of it was nichshal? Who guesses? Why was Ma'aver Rav Ashi disturbed? Why didn't you tell me? Not the issue of walking without, of having a garment without tzitzis, but the yisr of maaseh b'rishus harabim. Because if your tzitzis are posel, then it's not a beged. And those fringes, those tzitzios,
are maaseh.
And I carried the rishus harabim. That is why my Rav Ashi was so disturbed. Why didn't you tell me? Well, omer mar godel koy debrias. It was not a Rishus HaRabim Dioraisa. So Ravina apologizes to Ma'aver Rav Ashi, I didn't tell you because there is no chiyuv to undress in Rishus HaRabim if it's just an Issur Derabbanan. And an Issur Derabbanan is nitchum ebnei kvay debriyas. And a Chosheh Varov should stand in Rishus HaRabim, take off his shirt, take off his tzitzis. I don't know whether he wore his tzitzis on top of his shirt or under his shirt. Maybe this would be a source that you wear it says it's under your shirt and not on top of your shirt. And that's why it evolves Kvod HaBrias. So in days of yore, their garments had dalet kanfois, and it wasn't about your taliskotin, it was about your shirt. And therefore, it would involve kvod habrias. And because it's only nisar rabbanon, godel kvod habrias should doicha isar derabbanon. And now the question comes up, but he was wearing dalet kanfis without tzitzis. And that would be an isar diuraisa. So dal mahochi, the Hilchas Shabbos questions, why didn't he tell you immediately take off your garment because you have a beged of dalet kanfis and you don't have proper tzitzis? That is what the Mordechai discusses, and he brings a machlokes between two great rishonim. Omer Rav Reb Shloimeh Midarbush, sheim nifsak leish chut shel talis b'shabbos, she'oser lelav shei ad she'etakanoi, so sheim lav shei oive ba'asei. Yesh lo dalet kanfis. So Reb Shloimeh argues, you cannot wear dalet kanfis on Shabbos if you don't have tzitzis. Because wearing dalet kanfis without tzitzis is an aveira. It's not a lo ta'ase, but it's a bitul mitzvahs asei, v'osu lohem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeyem. V'hei shivri deleisei. No, that's a mistake. Kidemuchach b'shmaten, and it appears from our Gemara, Shabbos, there is no issa to wear dalet kanfis without tzitzis. If there would be an issa to wear dalet kanfis without tzitzis, Ravina should have told Maravashi immediately, you don't have proper tzitzis. Your tzitzis were torn, take off your beged. This proves Shabbos, one could wear dalet kanfis without tzitzis. And why would that be? Why would Shabbos be different than any other day? The Ri explains. Hey Shavri Deleisei, Kidemucher Bishmaten, the Afrika of the Ifsik Bekamer is the Rabbon and Shorim Mishim Kvod Habrias. The Lodachin and El Alav, the Lois Osor. Lechein Nereleri, the Mitzis say the Tzitzis Einoi Ero Lahakal by Tzitzis Kishir Bishenu. Velo Yomer Akosta Beloshim, Lo Tilbash Beget Shesh Lodan Vekam Belo Tzitzis, the Asvada Huadin, Hoyo Adin Imoi, like Reb Shloimeh. Era mitzvah to say grey than a hatl by tzitzis. Umakol mokom ein atalis osa lilboish. Begam ein oiver, kiven she ein atu yocha la hatl by shu shabbos. Ubekoil vada yoiver, kol shu shalom shoy. Be asei da hatel bo tzitzis. Vechem be mitzvah uve maka. Teida, the otu beloi mitzvah ya osa le kones babayis. Ere ba moid vasei koa vitulo. So that he argues, if there would be a prohibition to wear dalet kanfis without tzitzis, there would be no difference between a weekday or Shabbos. And Ravina would have made Ma'abed of Ashi aware immediately. You don't have a problem with Shabbos, but you have a problem, bitul mitzvah saseh, you're wearing a beged without tzitzis. But because it is a mitzvah saseh and not a mitzvah lo ta'aseh, what is the mitzvah? You got to tie tzitzis to your beged, but Shabbos you can't do that. Because kosher is a malocha diuraisa. And if I can't be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, because you just can't tie tzitzis in Shabbos, there is no issa to wear a beged without tzitzis. So according to Ri, I have a garment that has dalet kanfis. I just don't happen to have tzitzis at home. And it's 11 o'clock by night. Shops are closed. I have nowhere to buy tzitzis. You could wear dalet kanfis without tzitzis. Because why would that be different than Shabbos? If you could wear dalet kanfis when you don't have the means to be kosher tzitzis, and that is what the Ri argues, Shabbos is not a problem. So would that be in any other circumstance in which I just can't be kosher tzitzis right now because I don't have any tzitzis? I'm on vacation in the Alps. Nobody sells tzitzis in this little town. So could I wear dalet kanfis without tzitzis? And that would be a huge chiddush that has very vast implications. So there might be a difference between a situation in which it is just impossible to tie tzitzis because it's Shabbos. if it's just circumstantial. The least known sefer that the Rambam wrote, and understandably so, justifiably so, is a little kuntes called Milois HaHigoyon. And in Milois HaHigoyon, the Rambam was not only the Rambam, the greatest, or one of the greatest of all the Rishonim. The Rambam was also a philosopher. He wrote the Ma'ariv of Avraham, was the greatest Jewish philosopher, probably any time. So the Sefer Milos HaHigoyon, there's a very powerful line, and he says, Kol shelo yavdil ben etzem lemikra, hareyu ke'enu yodea ledaber. People that aren't able to differentiate between etzem and mikra, between something that is essential and something that is coincidental, it is as if you don't even know how to talk. So this is a very fundamental distinction. And maybe at another opportunity I will explain to you an amazing Magid Mishnah explaining Halacha and Rambam based on the Havdolah between Etzem and Mikra. So Shabbos, Be'etzem, you can't tie tzitzis. Nobody in the world and nowhere and never could you tie tzitzis on Shabbos because it's a lav. But the fact that you don't have tzitzis is mikra, and it's not etzem. And maybe in that case, you can't wear dalet kanfis without tzitzis. But following the logic of the Ri, why would there be a difference? Because the Ri is saying, I have a mitzvah to tie tzitzis, and if I can't tie tzitzis, I have no aveira. I don't think the mitzvah is to tie tzitzis. The mitzvah is to have tzitzis bekanfei haksus. In tefillin, maybe the mitzvah would be lohoniach tefillin. But in tzitzis is vahoyo lechem letzitzis. So the mitzvah to say is not tying tzitzis. The mitzvah to say is sheyil tzitzis bekanfei haksus. If the mitzvah would be to tie tzitzis, then a person would first put on the baguette and then perform the mitzvah of tying tzitzis. The mitzvah is sheyihiyu tzitzis bekanfei haksus, and therefore you can't put on that garment without tzitzis. And you don't put on the baguette and then tie tzitzis. That would be the halach of the mitzvah, would be likshor tzitzis. The mitzvah is not likshor tzitzis. The mitzvah is sheyil tzitzis bekanfei haksus. So it's a bit more subtle. And therefore, in middle of the week, you don't happen to have tzitzis, but you should. And therefore you can't put on that baguette. Shabbos would be different. There's a sefer Rosh Yosef. We don't have it on our sheet because not always is there a correlation between my son-in-law that prepares the Maram HaKoymas and what I actually say, but usually there is. So because this is a short shiur, I want it to be interesting. Rosh Yosef Beitza Daftesvov. The Rosh Yosef was the Prima Godim. So who's familiar with the Prima Godim? Was he a Rishon or an Achron? Who was the Prima Godim? Was he a Rishon or an Achron? Sephardi or Ashkenazi, what do you know about the Prima Godim? One of the greatest Achronim. And his Sefer Shulchan Aruch is amazing. And he has a Sefer and a few Masechtas and Seder Moyed, the Rosh Yosef, just as amazing as the Prima Godim. And a Beit Tezvov, he writes, I have a Chiddush. Ve'anerinu le'enon min Shemaya. And it's divine inspiration. That's what he writes. And he writes, Shabbos, if you put on a beged cheles shel klayim, you're loika. Because klayim betzisis is the source of asei doche lot asa. But Shabbos, there is no mitzvah asei, according to the Ri that we just learned. Shabbos you don't have a mitzvah to say because you can't tie tzitzis on Shabbos. And because there is no mitzvah to say, there is no eser d'chaloy eser. And if you have klein b'tzitzis, loika. Amazing. So I wonder, did the Prima Godem make a brocha on his talis Shabbos morning when he put on the talis? Yeah. If he wouldn't, that would be such a huge chesh. It should be somewhere in the Prima Godem. Or somewhere. We never heard about anyone that doesn't make a brocha on tzitzis Shabbos. So how can he say Shabbos there is no mitzvah of tzitzis? But this touches upon the point that we're discussing. If the mitzvah would be to tie tzitzis, Prima Godem would be right. Shabbos there is no mitzvah. But the mitzvah is not to tie tzitzis. The mitzvah is to have tzitzis become for exos. This mitzvah is Shabbos just like in the middle of the week. So when you put on your talis and Shabbos, you're makayim a mitzvah. Menachas lamed hei, there's a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the Baal HaTosfos, says that every day you need to open the kesher on your tefillin and redo it. Because the mitzvah is ukshartem lo'ois al yodecho. So you need to make the new kesher every day. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. And Rabbeinu Tam says the hiduk of a kesher is like kosher. And that is the mitzvah of ukshartem. Does anybody say you need to open all the knots on your tzitzis and retie them every day? Why don't we find Rabbeinu Eliyahu by tzitzis? And by tzitzis, Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't have any counter-argument. Because by tzitzis there is no hiduk. And nobody says that you need to tie your tzitzis every day anew. And the answer is very simple. By tzitzis, the mitzvah is either hanocha or kshira. By tefillin. By tzitzis, the mitzvah is sheyihiyu tzitzis bekanfei eksus. So there's a medrash in this week's parsha. Mekoshesh eitzim. And that was a tragedy. The story of Mekoshesh. So Moshe tells the Kodesh Baruch Hu, all week, the Eden were tefillin. And tefillin will safeguard them, their Yerushamayim. They shouldn't be bori dechet. But Shabbos there is no tefillin. So who's going to wash over them Shabbos? So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, you have a point. Let's give them tzitzis. So according to this medrash, Ikar Mitzvah tzitzis was given to us for Shabbos. Well, nobody says, Chol Lavzman tzitzis, no. Tzitzis is 7 days a week. But according to the medrash, it was all about Shabbos because Moshe complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that tzitzis, tefillin watches over us all week. The Rambam says, Peridalad Melchus tefillin. Kol Zman Shahat tefillin Beroisho Velzeroye Shalodom Hu Onov V'Yerei Shamayim. So the tefillin brings Yerei Shamayim. So Moshe complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't give them a mitzvah of tefillin and Shabbos, so what are they going to do? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's an argument. Let's give them tzitzis. So the Prima Godem says, Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of tzitzis. So what disturbs me? Well, I never feel comfortable arguing with the Prima Godem, but especially when he says, Anarinu l'einam in Shamaya, my eyes were opened from the heavens. Which heavens? This is a strange chiddush. Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of tzitzis. So the Prima Godem didn't put on, he didn't have a Shabbos dekatalas, he didn't make a broch in the morning. Tzorech loimar, pshat in the Prima Godem. Ese doicha lois ese. What exactly is doicha delot ase? The mitzvah or the chiyuv? The mitzvah or the chiyuv? Pshat in the Prima Godem is Shabbos, there could be no chiyuv in tzitzis. Because you can't tie. And then he says, Shabbos, you could wear a beged without tzitzis. And therefore, there is no esedecholoises. And that's a problem of beged shaklayim. But you definitely makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis and Shabbos. And that's why, of course, you should wear a talis on Shabbos. And you make a brocha. But we don't make a brocha on a mitzvah shel reshus. Tzitzis is not a mitzvah shel reshus. Tzitzis is a chiyuv. Shabbos is a technical reason it can't be a chiyuv. So there is no esther d'chaloy tzitzis. But regarding the bracha, the nature of this mitzvah is a chiyuv gomor. And that's why you make a bracha regardless whether it's Shabbos or in the middle of the week. Because this is a mitzvah chiyuvis. You don't have chiyuv to wear dalet kamfis, but if you wear dalet kamfis, you have a chiyuv of tzitzis. And that is why, of course, you make a bracha Shabbos as well. It's not like matzah kol shivo that you don't make a bracha. And we discussed that, I think, some time ago. But goes without saying, of course, there's a mitzvah tzitzis on Shabbos. So pshan de prima godem is, what is doicha de lot asa is the chiyuv. And not the kiyum. And because Shabbos, in practicality, there is no chiyuv, and you are allowed to wear dalet kamfis without tzitzis, that is why, of course, you have a mitzvah to make a bracha. Yoridei daf chof ches, and it's based on a Gemara in Makis. The Gemara says, you cannot be shoichet oif or chaya an yomtev if you don't have offer lekisui adam. And that's a sugya in the first parak of Beitza. So Reb Shloime Eger, anybody know who was Reb Shloime Eger? The son of Reb Akiva Eger. Chassidim would say the father of Reb Leibel Eger. He was first the son of Reb Akiva Eger. And he asks, what is the difference between Kisui Adam and Tzitzis? Kisui Adam is not a lav. It's a mitzvah. Lechasui says Adam. So why don't we say by Kisui Adam the same as the Ri by Tzitzis? If I can't put on Tzitzis, I could wear the beged without Tzitzis. If you can't be Mechasa, then you could shecht without Kisui. It's the same oinus. This is a malocha, that's a malocha. So Kisui Adam would be a malocha because I need to dig dirt. And digging dirt is chodesh. So why is it a prohibition to shecht if you don't have ofer lachasois? And there is no issur to put on a beged if you can't be kosher tzitzis. The reason I can't do kisui is because of melechus chodesh. The reason I can't do tzitzis is melechus kosher. Ma ben ze leze. Anybody have an answer? Kol shelo yavdil ben etzem lemikra? Would that be an answer? You can never be kosher tzitzis, but you could be mechas adam on Shabbos if you have dirt. It is only coincidentally, I don't have any dirt, and I need to dig, and you can't dig on Shabbos. But in other circumstances, if you have dirt, then you could do kisui. So it's only coincidental that I don't have dirt to do kisui, and that is why that would be an issur. Masha enkein tzitzis b'shabbos, and that's the teretz of the Minchas Osher to the kasha of Reb Shloime Eger. So we discussed mitzvah tzitzis. So mitzvah tzitzis is one of the only mitzvahs on which Chazal say shkula keneged kol haTorah kula. Another would be avodah zarah. Another would be talmud Torah. And that's about it. So what is so special about tzitzis? Menachas Mem Gimel, the Gemara describes tzitzis as a choisim sheltit. And the tchelis is a choisim shel zahav. And that is the relationship, the kesher between lovan and tchelis. Tosfos explains in Menachas the concept of choisim sheltit. It is a simen of avdus. Zohav is malchus. Choisim sheltit is the symbol of slavery. And these two concepts are what Yiddishkeit is all about. We are avdei Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest individual ever to live, Kodesh Baruch Hu calls him Moshe Avdi, B'yom Hashem, Moshe Eved Hashem. Madu alo yoreisim ledabe ba Moshe. Ba'avdi. Zichru Toiris Moshe Avdi. But we are also B'nai Malachim. Reb Shimon says, many sources in Shas, Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim. So it's interesting. If tzitzis is so important, and more important than tefillin, which mitzvah do you think is a greater mitzvah, tzitzis or tefillin? Simachofei Shulchan Aruch Ha'chaim. Shulchan Aruch says, first we misata b'tzitzis, then we put on tefillin. And that is what everybody does. So you wear a talis kotan, but married people come to shul, first they put on talis and then tefillin. The B'Shesef says, why? Why does talis come before tefillin? It's todir. Tefillin is not noig Shabbos in Yom Tov, and tzitzis is. And it's also mekudish. Because shkula mitzvah tzitzis keneged kol mitzvahs. We don't find that by tefillin. Do you find it strange? Tzitzis is more kodesh than tefillin. You could wear your tzitzis in the bathroom, not tefillin. Does anybody have an answer? How does the Bais Yosef say that tzitzis is mekudesh? And that's why it comes before tefillin, because it's mekudesh yosef mit tefillin. The answer is simple. Regarding the chefze, kedushas tefillin namala mekedushas tzitzis. Tefillin is a chefze de kedusha. Tzitzis is merely a chefze de mitzvah. But that is regarding the chefze. What has more kedusha, tzitzis or tefillin? Of course tefillin. But in the concept of kedima b'mitzvahs, it's not about the chefze, it's about the gavra, it's about the mitzvah. Mitzvah tzitzis gedoylo me'mitzvah tefillin. Because mitzvah tzitzis is shkulo keneged kol atoira kulo. And that's why first you put on your talis and then your tefillin. So why is it that tefillin is a choivo and tzitzis is not a choivo? If tzitzis is a greater mitzvah than tefillin, one could live all his life and never put on tzitzis, and he's not really a rosho. Because if he doesn't have dalat kamfis, he doesn't need to put on tzitzis. But if one day passes and you don't put on tefillin, that's an aveira gemura. Not only be'idna deritcha. So if tzitzis is a greater mitzvah than tefillin, why is tefillin a chayva and tzitzis not? My answer is very simple. Tefillin is malchus. Tzitzis is avdus. Malchus is obligatory. Malchus is thrust upon us. Avdus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to choose avdus. He doesn't want to impose avdus. He wants every day in the morning we should be Magdim Nasar Anishma, as we did then. Now he said, we know Torah is about service. It is what we want. Hegdimu Nasar Lanishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to choose avdus. And that is why tzitzis is not a choyva. Tzitzis is a reshus. If you don't wear tzitzis, Kodesh Baruch Hu is very unhappy with you. And you might be in trouble be'idna deritcha. But fundamentally, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to choose avdus. He imposes malchus. You're royal. And remember that. But he wants us to choose avdus. And that is why tzitzis is one of the greatest mitzvahs. It's not a choyva. It's a reshus. So probably many times you heard this story from me, which I heard from the Leiv Simcha from the Gerer Rebbe many years ago, that it once transpired Sukkos by the Tish, the Sfasemis, said, when you say Onu Hashem in Halal, you could achieve everything. And there was an argument between the Hasidim, does he mean Onu Hashem Ashirno or Onu Hashem Atzlichono? Next day in the morning, Chanamoit Sukkis, when they said in the Sfasemis Shul, in a Shtivel Onu Hashem Ashirno, 50% of the Hasidim cried out on the top of their lungs, and the others did so by Onu Hashem Atzlichono, And the Emes Emes said, I assumed that he means neither Ono Hashem Ashiyanu nor Ono Hashem Aslichanu, but rather Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecha. Ani Avdecha Ben Amosecha. That's the story. Let me give you my pshat in the story, my interpretation. So what is so great about Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecha? It is only twice in the entire Mishneh Torah. In the entire Mishneh Torah of the Rambam, it is only twice that we find the two words, Simcha Yisera. At the end of Hilchos Lulav, Afar pi shekol ha-moyed mitzvah lesmoyach bahem b'yamei ha-chag, hoyse sham Simcha Yisera. Sukkos was Simcha Yisera, the greatest Simcha, and that is Simcha's beis ha-shoyeh. Where else do we find Simcha Yisera? Perek Gimel Hilchos Chanukah in Dinei Halel. Eino imrim Halel b'Roshon v'Yom Kippurim lefi she'ein elu yomim shel Simcha Yisera, elo shel Yiro v'Fachad. We find Simcha Yisera b'Halel, we find Simcha Yisera Sukkos. So think of it. It was Sukkos, when the Svasama said, when you say Ono Hashem, you could achieve the greatest heights. Ono Hashem ki ani avdecha. Do you realize Ono Hashem ashiyano, Ono Hashem atzlichano is Aleph Nun Aleph. Ono Hashem ki ani avdecha is Aleph Nun Hey. Sounds the same, but it's a different word. And the Radak was the biggest daktikan of the Rishonim, and he explains, Aleph Nun Aleph is a plea. Please, Kodesh Baruch Hu, help us, save us, salvage us. Please, be forthcoming. Ono Hashem with a hey is an expression of gratitude. So a yid stands, Simchi Yaseira Bikiflayim, he's saying, Halal and Chagasukos. Simcha Yisera Metoch Simcha Yisera, and he says, thank you Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, thank you for what? What did I give you that you're saying thank you? Thank you, Ki Ani Avdecha. Thank you for letting me serve. Thank you for having me as an Eved. That is Avdes Metoch Simcha, and that's the greatest Madrega. That is the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi ki eved nemon koros oloi. So being a happy eved, that's as close as you can get to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, we're Americans. So, in school, you probably were taught something about an individual called Abe Lincoln. And you know about the Emancipation Proclamation, about freeing the slaves in America. So when the white man freed his black slaves, in a way it was getting rid of a nuisance, because these slaves always ran away and they always made trouble, and never in history was a slave happy to be a slave. Only once. Once in history. When an entire people said, this is what we want and this is what we choose, ve'higdimu nasa lenishma. So Avdes Metoch Simcha brings us all the way back to Mamed Har Sinai. Avdes Metoch Simcha is the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko yeved neman koros aloi. And that is why this Vesem says, when you say Ono Hashem and Hallel, in Sukkos, Kiflayim Simchi Yaseira, the Imre Emes was right. He didn't mean Oshiyano or Atzlichano, but Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho. And that is why Tzitzis is not imposed on us. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to choose Avdus. He wants our service to be Metoch Simcho, Metoch Rotzeinu, Metoch Bechiro. So Tfilin is a Chiyuv. Tzitzis is not. And that is the madrega of Simchas Avdus. So as I said before, once again, we're at war. On one hand, we see nisim v'nefloys, unbelievable nisim. So the Ramban, and I spoke about this Ramban 1,000 times, and I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let me speak about it another 10,000 times. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo explaining nisim gluyim and nisim nestori. And the Ramban says, Min anisim agadoylim v'mifrasomim. It is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in advance, Kendalach, don't expect supernaturalism in later generations because they will not be coming. They will not be coming. And I said many times, how wonderful it would be if there would be breaking news in the entire world. Strange and shocking phenomena happened. All the waters in Iran, in Lebanon, in Gaza turned red. And they brought the greatest chemists, and it actually was blood. How could this be? But it didn't happen. And don't expect it to happen, because it's not going to happen. So the Ramban explains, Nisim agedolim v'mesomim, supernatural events will not be forthcoming. And that is why we need to remember those events, because they won't happen again. But if we remember the Nisim Gluim, we will leave a Nisim Anistorim. And what we're seeing the past week, I define as Nisim Nistorim Gluim. Nisim Nistorim Gluim. It's not Lamala Mederach HaTeva. It's nothing supernatural, but it's obvious. And I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu just pleased with us, Kindalech, look up, lift your eyes, don't look down, look up, and you'll see me smiling down on you. Min HaShemayim. So the past week, everybody is looking up, looking for those interceptors, you know, for the missiles and the miyartim. When you look up, don't look at those missiles. Try to look up at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and see him smiling down at us. And these are Nisim Nistorim Gluim. So yesterday morning there was a terrible attack and rockets hit the Soroka Hospital in South. And they hit a surgical department that was evacuated one day before. And it was not evacuated because the Ministry of Health demanded to do so. It's the nurses that plead with management, we don't feel safe, we're at the forefront of the hospital, we think we should evacuate this department, and they did. And they finished the night before. And if that department wouldn't be emptied out, who knows how many patients and staff members would be killed or badly injured. So how do you call that if it's not a miracle? It just happened to be. And we're seeing miracles. And we just need to acknowledge those miracles and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moed al Ha'avah u'mevakesh al Ha'asid, in war, everything could change in a moment. If one of those rockets hits the wrong place, hundreds of people could be killed instantly. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whenever you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal teach us, Moed al Ha'avah u'mevakesh al Ha'asid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep on showing us miracles, and we should be zecher l'racham shamayim. And don't forget, Oyim dois hoyu ragleinu b'machome b'schus shar shalayim shoyiski b'teire. So you're not in Gaza, you're not flying planes over Iran, you're sitting in this medicine, you're doing the most important work. And you need to believe that your Torah could make all the difference. So keep on your learning and learn more and learn better. Daven more, daven better. Do chesed. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. And plea for tomorrow. Thank for yesterday. And tzoyek ala osed. We should only know rachamim in chazdei shamayim in yeshuas and achames, and we should bezercha bekorav to the geula shleima b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.